I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to St. Matthew, chapter 5. St. Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 6. We want to talk about tonight food for the soul. Food for the soul, or soul food for the soul. Amen. Amen. Food for the soul. Amen. Everybody have it? Yeah. St. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Talking about food for the soul. Amen. Amen. For us, in order for us to survive and to walk with God and to continue to walk with God, we got to continue to feed our spirit. Amen. Feed our spirit, man. And if we don't feed our spirit, just like in the natural, if you don't eat food or drink water, you don't eat food and drink water for your natural body, eventually you're going to decay. You're going to starve, or you're going to be very dry. And if you don't do that for your spirit, same thing would happen. You can feed your body. You can feed your body and drink your water, eat your food. But if you neglect to feed your spirit, man, will die. So the Bible speaks about, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is like in the natural. If you don't have an appetite to eat food, some people say, I don't have an appetite. That's not hungry. I don't want to eat. People that don't have an appetite and not hungry, they usually won't. They eat nothing or little or something. They won't eat nothing because they don't have no appetite or no desire for food. So they won't eat. Even in the realm of the spirit, we just using one correlation to help you to understand what we're talking about tonight. If you do not feed your spirit and continue to feed your spirit, the less you feed your spirit, the less you're going to want to spiritual things, the less you're going to want. Amen. He said, blessed are they which do hunger. You have to have an appetite. A hunger is a desire for food. It's a desire. It's like I have a appetite. What is your appetite? What are you craving at the most? What do you run after the most? What do you seek after the most? Are you so into your schedule that's more important than the thing? You don't feed your spirit, man, and all. You neglect getting in the word. You neglect prayer. You neglect fasting. You neglect all these things, but you're more into your job. You're more into your family. You're more into this. If you're more into those things and less into that thing, this into the other, to the spiritual thing, your spirit, man, will drift off and die. Just drift off into us by dead if you don't pick it up. You have to pick up your spirit, man, in order to keep people like, well, why we have to do all this praying? Why we have to do all this coming to church? Why we have to do this? If you don't do it, you will not survive. And this is what the devil is really, there is an attack in this hour upon the people that say they're saved. We're going to find out how saved we are, because the attack is a spiritual warfare. And whatever you give yourself to the most, that's what's going to win. So that's why the Lord put ministries, he put pastors, evangelists, he put different ministries to help his people to continue, because you got to keep hearing the word. You can't say, I've heard it 12 years and I know what it says, because you have to keep being reminded, the Bible said, of these things unless they slip from us. We must feed our spirit, man. We don't want to feed our spirit, man. We feel like we don't have time to. We don't feel like we have time to read the Bible. We don't feel like we have time to pray. We don't feel like we have time to fast. We don't feel like we have time to do none of those things of the spirit until we come to church. So therefore, the spirit man is deteriorating. And what is taking over? Our flesh. So in the churches today, that's why they're so dead. There's not much life in there, because people are so distracted by so many things that is just Without God, the Spirit of God don't reign in the church. It's like it needs to, because people have too many other distractions, and the devil's on the attack to attack the people of God. And so everybody can say this. Let's throw your hands up. Forget it. Because there's no strength or no motivation or excitement in the things of God. When it comes to the things of God, everybody's wore out. We don't leave that space for the things of God. If you know, this is wore out over here, this is wore out there. We have to, amen, let God help us. Amen. And we have to ask the Lord, when you see yourself drifting away from prayer, you don't hardly pray like you need to. You see yourself drifting away from the Word of God. Only thing you do is come to the house of God, and that's when you get something from the Lord. You don't get nothing on your own. That's a dangerous zone sign for you. We need to give us this day. Say, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. We have to, prayer is not going to jump out to you. It's not going to jump out to me. Your flesh is not desiring to pray. I'm going to tell you, in case you don't know, it's not in your DNA or mine. Your flesh don't. It's your spirit that wants to pray. It's your spirit that wants to be saved. Your flesh don't. Your flesh just can relax all day long, eat all day long, and socialize all day long. That's what your flesh want to do. So when you put more emphasis on there, you're going to have less of the spirit, and all you're going to get is a wore out, wore down body. That's all you're going to get. And when it comes to the things of God, you don't have nothing. It's lifeless. And so it said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And it's not a lot of people not thirsting after righteousness. They like threw that back somewhere, like they, because righteousness is right living. So people are not really concerned about living right. They're concerned about doing whatever I want to do. I don't feel like living right. I don't feel like doing all that what God is talking about. I want to gratify my flesh. But it say, blessed. You are blessed when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And you can tell if you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, because you're going to have a desire to read the Word of God. The Lord can speak to you, and thoughts can come to your mind, and you like, I want to check that out. I want to read up on that. I haven't been for the Lord in prayer like I need to. Let me go before the Lord in prayer. You can tell when there's a hunger there, and you also can tell when there's not a hunger there, because none of those things come up. You have no desire for, you just have desire just to do all natural stuff. None of those spiritual things come up. And when you don't have a hunger for the things of God, you need to ask God to give you a hunger for the things of God. Because if you don't ask him, if you don't have one, and you don't ask God for a hunger of the things of God, you're going to fulfill the things of the natural in the flesh. That's all you're going to be concerned about, is the things in the flesh. And what happens? You keep being concerned just only about the things in the flesh and neglect the things in the spirit. Your spirit is going to desire, that going to die. And your spirit is, and your flesh is going to take over, and you're going to be doing whatever you feel like you want to do in the flesh and nothing in the spirit. So the Bible said, blessed are they that do hunger. It's a dangerous sign when you don't have a desire to come to church. You have a desire to read the Word of God. You have a desire to seek after that. You start losing desire for all those things. You're heading in danger zone. Because people nowadays, they're doing the form. But they're doing the form, but they're doing everything the world doing out there too. The form is, I just come and make my presence known that I'm in a church building. But I don't live nothing. This is the generation we in now. I ain't talking about what people that's not saved. I'm talking about people say. It's like, I go to church because I was raised up this way, and then nothing. I don't want nobody to think I'm not saved because I'm saved. But you just making up a number. I'm in church, but I do what I want to do. I'm doing more things than people in the world that I shouldn't be doing. They're in that category. This is the time we living in. And the devil would like us all to just, amen, just go through the form. But there's something about the form. If it's not real, you're not going to do it too long. You're going to give it up. You're going to give it up, because you're going to get tired of doing that form. So It said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord doesn't put, he's not going to put his way upon you. He's not going to make you pray. He's not going to make you do the things of God. It has to have a, you got to have an appetite for it. And if you, when you get to the point you don't have no appetite for that, you might not have no appetite in the natural for food and stuff, but you don't never want to lose the appetite for the things of God. Because that's what's going to keep you walking in the directions of God. And when you feel like, when you feel like this, I don't have that hunger like I need to, what's going on? You need to talk to the Lord. Lord, give me a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. I've been hungering and thirsting after everything else but your righteousness. It says you shall be filled. For they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, not after things, it said after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The same way, if you hunger and thirst after things, you're going to be filled too. But it's not going to be the same feeling. It's going to be filled with other things. Amen. So this is food for the soul. We need food for the soul. If God didn't tell us that man shall not live by bread alone, he let us know you're not going to survive. You're not going to be happy like you think you will be happy. You're not going to be content like you think you should be. You're not going to be fulfilled. None of that. It's going to be an opening there if you don't feel your the hunger, the fulfill the desires in your soul. A desire, a hunger is a, like I said. It's like you this you get just transferred to food. If you don't have an appetite for food, you're not going to eat. And if you do eat, it's going to be very little. But when you have a hunger for something, you like, I'm going to go get this. I desire this. You got a hunger is like, comes with a desire. A hunger comes with a desire. No hunger, no desire, no hunger. Amen. So, shall be filled. Amen. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Like I said, sometimes you can lose that hunger. You can lose the desire for the things of God. Why do we lose the desire for the things of God? If you neglect prayer, if you don't hardly pray, you don't hardly read the words, you just do it, some people just do it when they come to church, that's it. That's not enough for you. You need to feed your spirit man every day, and because you're going to lose that desire. And this will make I imagine there's probably a lot of places, I'm sure, that especially sometimes more people, sometimes you might have a lot of more to deal with too, I'm sure. But it's like it can bring a heaviness on the house of God. It can bring a discontent. It can just not be a fulfillment there when it's like people's minds are scattered. Everybody's not reaching out like they need to. It can bring a damper on the house of God. It can be a great distraction. And we all have to go to God and go to him personally and examine ourselves. Say, Lord, you told me to examine myself to see if I'm in the faith. Am I doing what you want me to do? You know, am I pursuing after you the way I need to pursue after you? Or am I pursuing after other things over you? You usually can tell the difference. Amen. Hunger means a desire for food. We're talking about for spiritual food. That means that I'm empty inside and I need fulfillment and I need God's word. I need something to fulfill me on the inside. Because living down here and in this world, we got a lot to deal with. You need something so to sustain you with all the stuff that you go through. You need the word of God. You need the things of God to help you to be able to function with all this stuff that's going on down here. You need the strength of God's word. And so God said, we shall be filled if we hunger and thirst. In other words, and thirst means like there's a dryness. There's a dryness. You got to check yourself and see, am I dry? Am I moist with the Spirit of God, or am I dry? Nothing functioning. It's like dry, dehydration, a drought. Are you in a spiritual drought? when nothing's moving, you don't have no passion for the things of God or anything like that. We're talking to people this they're serving God. This the people in the world, they have more excitement than the people this the people in the world have more, they show more excitement than the people in the house of God. And the devil uses so many things. He messes with our sleep. He can mess with your sleep. He can mess with your body. He can do a lot of stuff to throw you off course, throw you off track, wear you out. And the Lord said, "He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled." You gotta every once in a while, you gotta examine yourself to see if I'm in the faith. Amen. And in the Psalms, the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 42 and verse 1. Psalms 42 and verse 1. It says, "As the hart panteth," the hart is a deer. It's not talking about the H-E-A-R-T. This is a hart, H-A-R-T. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Do our soul panic after the Lord? Not panic, P-A-N-I-C, like panic with anxiety, but in other words, do you have a longing in your soul for the things of God? Do you desire God earnestly? Most people don't pursue God until there's an emergency, that there's something that they feel like they really need God. We put God on the shelf. When we're in desperate need, we want God. We want all the king horses and all the king men to come and put us back together again. And we want God to do us the same way. But the Lord wants us to let this be all the time, desiring the things of God. Panic, P-A-N-T. E-T-H is to long for, to desire earnestly. Lord, I want to know your ways. Lord, I want to know what you're saying to me today. Lord, I want vision for my life. God, I need to know which way. After you go walk with God so long and so far, you need to be praying and seeking God. I do. You need to be praying and seeking God. What's the next thing you have for me? You know, you do the same thing so long, you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired of doing the same thing over and over and over. You need God to do something different in your life. Because evidently, you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. So you got to, and sometimes God will let you get to the point where you like, okay, this is enough of this. Lord, show me another way. Show me what you have for me. So what's that going to make you do? That's going to make you seek after the Lord. You're not going to seek after all these other things. We think all these other people and all these other things is more important than things of God. You're going to find out. Because the book will dry up. The people around you will dry up. Things you seek after will dry up. And you have no choice but to go to God. So you might as well go to him right now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. All these people, they got all this socializing. They got all these things. They put all these things before God. But when something hit them, or something hit their family, or something hit, they can't get through here, they are going to run to the Lord. Never leave God out. Never put him at the bottom of your list. I don't care what you're going through. Never put God at the bottom of the list. Sometimes people make excuses. Well, I just don't feel like it. Or I just don't, I'm not, I just don't want to. They make all kinds of excuses why they can't seek the Lord. Like the disciples. The Lord asked them to ask them, but he took them, before he was ready to be crucified. He said, "Would you just pray with me an hour?" Look around, they were asleep. He went back. He said, "Can you stay woke?" I heard somebody say that, and this is true. This is an individual thing. This is an individual walking with God. Nobody can do your praying for you. Nobody can do your praising for you. Nobody can do nothing. You're going to have to do it yourself. They praise along with you. They pray along with you. But you're going to have to get down and do these things yourself. Because if you don't, they're just top surfacely anyway. Amen. You'd be surprised. Sometimes you might be rolling off of somebody else's prayer. You might be rolling off of somebody else's everything. And God, he'll let all of his people, he'll let them be tried to see what you really running off of. Are you running off of this one prayer? Are you running off of that one prayer? Are you running? In other words, sometimes God, he'll change up everything to let everybody know where they stand at in God. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. We have to keep the maintenance of your spirit up. You got to look over sometime and think about, Lord, have I been praying like I need to been prayed? Have I been talking to God? It's like you got to keep that relationship current freshly with the Lord. Because the less you do it, the less you will want to do it. And this is the hour that the devil is trying to get as many people as he can to go to hell where he's going. He's trying to get them to neglect the spirit part of us and say, well, nobody's not doing it no way. You don't have to do all that. Neglect that. And God don't want us to neglect that. That's why the Lord does have pastors, leaders. And he has to keep them up on the wall. And the devil don't want them to stay up on the wall. But he has to keep them on the wall so they can continue to speak to his people. And they got to keep in tune with him so they'll be able to speak to his people. Amen. So, in Psalms, we read that. As the heart panted after the water book, so panted my soul after thee. In the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. I think we kind of talked over that earlier. It said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord, let us know we would not survive down here with just natural food and substance and things we need. That's part of it. But if we have that only, we're going to be most miserable and we're going to be empty. We're not going to be fulfilled. You will not have the peace that you need to have. There's many benefits of walking with God. If we turn our way and we, God forbid, and don't walk with God, you'll find out real quick. You'll lose those benefits. There's many benefits in walking with God. God keeps you in your right mind. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. He answers your prayers. He does a lot for you. You start going another way, you're going to lose those benefits. And they're not easy to get back. And Lord, the devil trying to make people think, you don't have to do all this. You don't have to do all that. You start listening to the devil and start neglecting to do those things. And you'll see a lot of stuff come up on you. Trail that you can't throw off, because God is your helper. He's your strength. He's your peace. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In other words, the Lord said, my word, and this the word of God, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against thee. God's word is his word is a lamp to our feet, it's a light unto our path. His word helps us, it keeps us. It cleanses us. We need the word of God. It motivates us. And without it, we just live a humdrum life. And we just keep doing that. And there's no spirit behind it. Amen. We have to, even fast, we have to pray fast. Turn your plate down. Sometimes we got to do something. We can't just come to church and look for somebody else to do all our praying and all that for them. That's over with and done. God is changing some things. That's over with and done. The people this waitress, I get to church. You know, God's not gonna let his people be wore out. And we got to wait 5 minutes over here to get this one to praise the Lord and that one. All that's over with and done. God's changing some stuff. Because those that he have in front, they be dead. They be wore out. And leaders can't let people or devil wear them out. They got to go to God and start talking to God about this and that. And God, look for God to change some stuff. Because a lot of times, people, they don't know they need a change. They might not realize they need a change. You might not realize you need a change. But if you're doing the same thing for a long period of time, you're not seeing no results. You need to pray for change. You just pray for the Lord. I need you to change it, because that will wear you out. It can be something that's not even bad, but it can wear you out. It can wear you out, and you can be, you know, you won't benefit from it. Amen. But so I believe that I'm just about done. It's like food for the soul. Food for the soul. Amen. Amen. Food for the soul. Amen. So God wants us to not live by bread alone, and but by every word, and ask the Lord to motivate you, that you can be in help to somebody else, that you can be encouraging to someone else. I think sometimes when you encourage other people, you will be encouraged. You don't give out nothing. Nothing comes in. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Who do you talk to on your job? Do you encourage anybody about the things of God? Who do you talk to in your home? Do you encourage anybody? Are you talking about the Lord? Does God in your conversation, He in your atmosphere? Are you being strengthened? Or do you just wait till you go to church for everything to be poured into you? What you doing with what's been poured into you? You know, this is it. What it is, the Lord said, he that hunger and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Amen.